This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of Israelis have surged into the streets in an outpouring of grief and anger after six more hostages were found dead in Gaza. It appears to be the largest such demonstration in 11 months of war. Demonstrators have been urging the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining captives home. Israel's largest trade union has called a general strike for Monday to further pressure the government. It's the first such strike since the war began, and it is expected to disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, health care, and the country's main airport. Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontificate when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He will clock 32,814 kilometers by air during his September 2nd through 13th visit to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. That far surpasses any of his previous 44 trips and notches one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distances traveled. That's no small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December, uses a wheelchair, and lost part of a lung to respiratory infection as a young man. Russia says that its air defenses intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones, including two over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. In total, 46 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian drone strikes have brought the fight far from the front line into the heart of Russia.